Matthew chapter 10 v 24-25. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew chapter 12 v 18. Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. Matthew chapter 20 v 27. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Matthew chapter 23 v 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Matthew chapter 24 v 45-46, 48, 50. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. Matthew chapter 25 v 21. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew chapter 25 v 26. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Matthew chapter 25 v 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Mark 9 v 35. And Jesus sat down and called the 12, and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. Mark 10 v 44. And whosoever of you will be the chief, shall be the servant of all. Mark 12 v 2. And at the season he sent to the husbandman a servant, that he might receive from the husbandman of the fruit of the vineyard. Mark 12 v 4. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. Luke chapter 12 v 43. Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he comes shall find so doing. Luke chapter 12 v 45-47. But and if that servant says in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the menservants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looks not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke chapter 14 v 21-23. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house being angry said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Luke chapter 16 v 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, and love the other, or else he will hold to the one, and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Luke chapter 19 v 17. And he said unto him, Well, good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, you have authority over 10 cities. Luke chapter 19 v 22. And he said unto him, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Luke chapter 20 v 10-11. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandman, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandman beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and entreated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. John chapter 8 v 34. Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. John chapter 12 v 26. If any man serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serves me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 13 v 16. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. John chapter 15 v 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. John chapter 15 v 20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also.